Connecticut Light and Power and the United Illuminating Company will participate in the two-day drill, which will include fake physical and cyber attacks. Brian Harrell is with the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, also known as NERC. They're running the simulation. He spoke on WNPR's The Colin McEnroe Show in October.
These attacks will cause utilities to likely enact their crisis response plans and kind of walk through the internal security procedures that they have. The goals for the exercise really center around identifying potential improvements for their security plans, their programs, and their different responder skills that they have.
The simulation will not impact power generation, transmission, or distribution for customers. Utility companies in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico are all participating. Homeland Security and FBI officials will also be involved. NERC's last emergency simulation was in 2011. Harrell says the focus of this year's drill is on physical attacks to the grid.
I think we will have some generation and transmission facilities that may be attacked with some explosives, maybe some high-powered rifles that damage key assets. Players will probably also experience an active shooter scenario develop as well. So what we're trying to do is really throw at our players or the participants on both the industry and the government side kind of a worst-case scenario.
NERC's next security drill in 2015 may focus more on interdependency issues, for example, how water or coal would make its way to an energy plant during an emergency. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.